It's a new year. You know, this is a time of resolutions. I've got one. I know most of us look at them differently, but I've got one this year. Let me share it with you. I want 2011 to be the year of no regrets. I have far too many regrets about 2010, probably about 2009, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. If you're trying to live out your life and walk in the faith and represent Jesus Christ through the business world, you will have the potential for regrets every year. You'll fail, you'll miss it. People will misunderstand you. You may not be able to pay your bills on time one month, but what will happen is you have a potential for a lot of regrets if you're a kingdom company. But let's let this be a year of no regrets. And by that I mean, let's look forward. Let's look to the things that God would have us be thankful for rather than regret. The things that we did do, the things that we did say, the lives that we did touch and change. Let's look to our customers. Let's look to suppliers. Let's look to our employees. And this year, let's say no regrets. We're going to move forward and we're going to see them the way Christ would see them. We're going to love them the way Christ would love them. We're going to let the chips fall where they may, financially and profitability-wise. But what we're going to do is we're going to be about God's business in 2011. Not because there's any sense that the world is about to end in 2011, but because of the sense that God says, be focused on what I'm focused on, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Let's let 2011 be the year of accomplishment, not the year of regret. This has been an encouragement from Kingdom Companies, and I hope you have a blessed 2011.